The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
In terms of the Dharma practice, when we do mindfulness, we're using our awareness practice. And awareness is a very fluid phenomenon. It can shift and change because it's not really clear. You know, awareness doesn't have a shape of its own, doesn't have a color, or doesn't have a weight. And it's a way of using the multitudinous capacity for attention. We pay attention to many different facilities for paying attention. They come together. And so because it's not a thing in and of itself, it lends itself to being shaped, in a sense, by how we conceive of it, how we think of it. So some people, when they, you know, if you tell them pay attention to their breath, they'll use somehow they're up in the control tower, wherever that is, and they use the inner imagination of seeing, and they look down at their breathing as if they're up here and the breath is there. Someone else, you tell them to be aware of the breath, and they think of awareness, or they relate to it more as something you feel with your body. And so they drop down and they feel the senses of it. And rather than being up above watching, they're down, they're in the middle of it. Some people, their sense of being aware is very much tied to their thinking about things. As you tell them to be aware of their breathing, they'll immediately start thinking about it. Other people think very much in images, and so you be aware of your breath, and they connect to the breath in some way, and they have images in their mind of what the breath is like, and sometimes they're quite creative. And I remember one Zen teacher who would imagine the breathing would be like the wings of an eagle, and she'd be soaring in the sky, and as she breathed in and out, it'd be like the wings kind of gently flapping, and that was kind of her imagery that was connected. Sometimes people sit, be aware of the breath, and people kind of zero in on a little spot. Like some people do the nostrils, the tip of the nostrils. And awareness becomes very fine and small. Some people, you say, be aware of the breath, and they just relax and open the awareness up. And they become aware maybe of the sensations in the torso as they breathe, the full torso. And it's a very broad and open awareness. None of these are right and wrong, but what I'm trying to point out is that people, when they hear the word awareness, they understand it differently for themselves than other people do, uniquely in their own way. And so maybe they think that's the way, that's what the person's meaning. What I want to suggest today is that because awareness is so fluid, it's kind of like water, it takes the shape of the container you pour it in, you can adjust the shape of how your awareness is. Sometimes you can imagine yourself getting really close to something and really be close and intimate. Sometimes you can use awareness and be far away from it. And like imagine you're on a hilltop far away looking at the distance, being eagle looking down. You can do all these different things you can do. So what I'd like to suggest one way today, and you can play with it and see. So rather than when you're aware of anything at all, but aware of your breathing, aware of your steps as you do the walking meditation, rather than you being kind of the in control tower watching it or being the agent who's involved in being aware, and you're kind of like going to the thing to be aware of it, you wander off and you come back to the breath, you come back to your steps and you kind of apply the attention there. When you use your awareness receptively, not actively. So when you're going to be aware of the breathing, don't bring your attention to the breath. Let the breathing come to you. So if you notice you're drifting off in thought, just kind of reset by kind of letting go of your thinking, and then kind of like invite the breath back. Open, in a sense, to allow the breathing to come to you. If you're someplace with your awareness, imagine the breath comes to you rather than you go to the breathing. And in that way of kind of letting things come to you, come into awareness, imagine that your awareness is like a big, big container, a big room almost. And that whatever you're allowing to come into awareness, imagine that it, you imagine or allow it to fill your awareness. So if you're doing breath meditation, imagine whatever sensation, whatever experience of breathing you're having, see if you can imagine to let it flow into you, let it arrive and be received, and let it fill your awareness. Sometimes we talk about having one-pointed awareness, just completely be absorbed in whatever you're paying attention to. And sometimes people try to have that absorption by kind of narrowing down, zeroing in, being a laser, which sometimes works nicely. And here I'm suggesting being absorbed by letting it fill your awareness, let it fill whatever the awareness is you have. So you really let it register, like take it in really big. So rather than the awareness being like a laser, maybe awareness is more like a sponge. And everything, so you, the experience, sensations, experience of breathing gets absorbed into the sponge and fills it out. See if you can kind of just, so your thoughts, your preoccupations, other things, let it just recede in the background and see if you can let whatever you're paying attention to in the moment, let it fill you, fill the space of awareness. Make sense? So you might experiment with that today when you do your stepping, walking meditation. Let the sensations of your legs and feet absorb into you, let it receive it and let it fill you. Let that be your little universe. That's the universe in which you kind of let fill your attention for the time being. So, thank you.